Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This episode of Mid-Flight Brawl is proudly brought to you by the feel-good hit of the summer, If You Must Know, by father, husband, philanthropist, comedian, and author,
Mark Kenny!
Luke Heggie, Esquire the First. If You Must Know is a collection of not one, not two, but three of Heggie's hours of premium stand-up comedy in one handy location. Illustrated in full CMYK for your viewing pleasure. Get your copy now from lukeheggie.com or at any of the book launch mega events where he'll be gesticulating wildly in a skivvy and a hands-free microphone about the power of being and unleashing your true potential. Come to one of these events for your chance to win your choice of a timeshare in Chevron Island or a Sea-Doo GTI SE jet ski. Get your slice of paradise at speed. Book launches are April 6th in Melbourne, May 4th in Perth, May 11th in Brisbane, and May 18th in Sydney. Smash, bash, crash, and mash for cash. Be there. Timeshares and jet skis are strictly limited to zero prizes per city. T's and C's apply. Once again, Mid-Flight Brawl is brought to you by our good mates at Heaps Normal. If you're looking for delicious, independent, award-winning, non-alcoholic beer, then fucking bang, do we have an offer for you, Heggie.
Oh, something exciting over at HNHQ just this week. Coming out, a little collab. Keep your bloody eyes peeled. There's some in the mail to you, buddy, and me. So check them out.
You beauty. They don't just have one non-alcoholic beer. They've got the Quiet XPO, the Half Day Hazy, another lager, bloody Tough Stuff Shandy, and a coffee run stout. Starting to get a little bit windy and chilly down here in Melbourne, Heggie. It's almost stout time. Although I'm a man that lives by the rule of it's stout time any fucking time you want a stout. But if you want a stout and a non-alcoholic one at that, along with another whole range of award-winning non-alcoholic beers, you know where to go. HeapsNormal.com with a H and put duty free in checkout for free shipping around Australia.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie. Throughout human history, there have been countless scuffles, melees, and fracases. When planes were invented, we didn't magically just stop belting the shit out of each other.
So, ladies and gentlemen, strap in, kick your shoes off, recline your seat without checking, drink your duty free, and start staring aggressively at strangers. This is Mid-Flight Brawl.
Mid-air madness, passengers trading blows.
Mid-air brawl on board a Scoot flight from the Gold Coast.
At LAX, thrown off a flight from Bali.
A disruptive passenger on board.
Cussing, screaming, spitting, even urinating.
Many of them have been captured on cell phones.
Where's the lady that started the
I hope this crashes. Out the fucking door!
Welcome to Mid-Flight Brawl. Any tip rat can fly now, and here's what happens when they do. I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie. How are you, mate?
Mate, living the absolute dream because we must have copped, I reckon, over email and Instagram in the last little bit, over 100 messages about this story.
One passenger ruined flight JQ43 for all those on board. Jetstar says the plane was 90 minutes into its journey when the captain had to make the difficult decision to return to Melbourne. A woman on board had become increasingly abusive, accusing others of stealing her phone, ranting and swearing at passengers before she was eventually restrained by a group of five people. They helped crew members hold and subdue the woman.
Pretty good.
Oh, not bad. That's a good size one.
A chick with a high fade getting absolutely sideways on board.
Yeah.
Going for it.
I mean, I saw all the coverage. I saw little clips and stuff. Don't really know why it started. It was just a crazy rant over.
Well,
like yeah, bad stuff?
Stolen phone, people looking at her apparently. But some passengers were saying she was kicking off in line beforehand.
Right. Still allowed on.
A couple said, a couple that filmed it, bloody smart, by the way. There were only a couple phones out, I could see, on this Jetstar flight. You're missing out on some cash. Get that phone out. Either bash or film. They're your two options when someone kicks off.
She was kicking. She was trying to bite the guys. And, yeah, it was crazy. It was full on.
Very, very loud and abusive the whole flight. Yeah. So it was pretty hard. A lot of children around. Yeah. Yeah, it's a bit scary.
Not the children, Heggy.
They've hit a lot of markers there. It's
scared.
Yeah, I like it. Good, good KPIs.
Jetstar too said they've opened a helpline for the next 10 days and offered counselling.
What for?
So, man, it was a mouthy chick.
Yeah.
Who cares?
I like how they said people subdued her.
Mm. Five.
I don't know that I would, because it's pretty bad optics.
Like, what do you mean?
You know, literally subduing a woman. It doesn't look good in isolation.
I think she's a pretty tough one, and she was fucking throwing and a bit lippy. I think in the sky, different rules, could be the next 9/11 spin kick.
Yeah, righto. Oh, okay. Straight to the top.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Why not? Aim for the layer in the hair. Might as well be a target.
My favourite part of that clip, though, is in the middle of her rant, another guy just yells out, shut up.
Passengers.
Yeah, great.
She goes, just say, shut up.
And there's a big element of, look, we all want to get there. Just sort it out. Sort out the fight on the ground, the other end, you idiot. I'd be fucking ropeable turning around. So I've got to get somewhere for work usually. And you're like, man, I've got to get there for tonight. You ruin this, I'll bash you, I reckon, and just out of being upset.
People are sitting on a Jetstar flight for 6+ hours and now that's turned around a few hours in, so they've got to come back.
Nightmare.
The old Melbourne to Melbourne. No one wants to be on that.
Yeah, funny how the epicentre of progression is. It seems to be where a lot of this stuff originates. I'm still confused over that. Yeah. I mean, you shut down Bourke Street and demonstrate over very important issues, and yet still a lot of fucking troubles down there somehow. The comedians, I hear, haven't managed to sort it all out with words.
They're trying their best by raising an eyebrow and going, at the end. Doesn't seem to be doing much, unfortunately. Speaking of it, you've got to get down here, don't you?
I do have to get down here. In fact, I'm shifting units with that book, and I've got to bring a heap down. And I've crunched the numbers. And instead of flying, I'm getting a camper van.
Sorry, did you say a book? You mean, if you must know, the collection of not one, not two, but three of Heggie's hours of premium stand-up comedy in one handy location, lukeheggie.com.
The one and the same. but you don't have to go to lukeheggie.com. If you come to a show, you just buy one after. Save on postage and bring cash and we're all happy. Everyone wins.
And that, I think the second highest amount of messages this week after the lady going skits on the Jetstar flight to Bali
Schizo.
Is people just... Yeah, skit. No, it doesn't matter. Skits.
Yeah, right.
You never said skits?
No, I said skits before, but I've always thought it's schizo.
Oh, yeah, anyway, it's schizo. Beg your pardon. Fuck, she's gone skits.
I know what you mean.
2002. Yeah. Chick going skits. Number two behind that in the messages this week. Oi, Heggie, I want to buy a book for my mate. Can you call him a cunt?
Oh, yeah, there's a bit of that. I hope I've missed any of them. I've got a couple of messages like that personally, but if you've bought one, or want to buy one, make sure you send the message through via email or something so I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I've got to ask my son to write them because I've signed them, but I'm away a lot. So I've got to get him to write them or someone in my house. So take it a bit easy.
Also, pretty good job for what, a year 10 boy? G'day, mate.
Year 8. Yeah.
Year 8 boy, even
Steve,
cooler.
You fucking fuckhead. Yeah, a bit of that.
He's going into show and tell. Yeah, I've got a story for you. Last night... Dad made me call some guy Braden from Ipswich a cunt in a book.
Yeah.
To send it off. Doing work experience.
Hey, it's not bad.
At MFB HQ.
But yeah, I'm driving a camper down next week.
What a camper van?
I'm doing a relocation for a camper van. So pay the petrol, get the books there, save the freight. Everyone wins.
Is this someone you know whose camper van it is?
No.
Hold on. You've just got a camper van like you're fucking backpacking at 19.
Yeah.
Taking it across America.
Yeah, pretty much.
How do you
pop top?
How do you even find that?
I got my ways. I have a few contacts in the business. It's free. I've got to pay petrol.
Yeah.
That's it. Still, like 12 or 13 boxes of books, that would have cost a fucking fortune getting down to Melbourne. Plus, I'm bringing some other special brand new MFB merch on the same trip. So, you know, you're welcome, Nick, Cody and Melbourne.
You should stop at little markets along the way, like a
man,
fucking Wollongong Sunday market, pop the back doors open.
Well, time is of the essence, and I dare say it's going to be dark when I'm driving. I'll be stopping at fucking Holbrook and Wodonga service centres for petrol and maybe
so,
Tullabrook Food Area for some pick-me-ups. Well, other than that, it's booting.
There you go, those locations. Go back about 20 seconds okay. And you know where to get a hand-signed copy of If You Must Know, a collection of not one, not two, but three of Heggie's Hour of Premium Stand-Up Comedy in one handy location.
Oh, if you happen to be at Holbrook or Wodonga service centres next Monday night and you see a guy refuelling a two-berth camper at probably middle of the night, I'll fucking give you a copy.
By the way, Holbrook, for the non-East Coast Australians that listen to this podcast or anyone that hasn't bothered doing the absolutely tedious drive between Melbourne and Sydney on the Hume Highway, Holbrook is the town, besides its bakery, which they're all known for,
famous.
Just has a fucking huge submarine in it.
Yeah. Go to the submarine.
Middle of town.
Let's just say I'll be at the submarine at 10 p.m. Anyone wants a book? No, don't. I might not make it. So yeah. Whatever.
And it sounds fucking sus.
Take your chances. Mate, we should boot on with the episode. Have you talked about the tour dates?
No, we have not. The Sky Gronk Tour. 2024 Mid-Fly Brawl Sky Gronk Tour. Melbourne, April 20 and Perth, May 4th. Only a handful of tickets left. Brisbane, May 11, the midday show sold out, so we've added an extra 2 p.m. show, and that's only got 5 tickets left. So get to midflybrawl.com for those. Sydney, Newcastle and Canberra, we've just added those. Patreon.com/midflybrawl for first dibs. Do not stress everyone else. So it's in the middle of July. It's not in the upcoming weeks.
Yeah, you should be all right.
A little bit of time there. Got to have time off in the middle for State of Origin.
Yeah. All right, mate, let's boot on.
Let's get into the episode.
Let's do it. Woo!
All right, this week, mate, we're looking at TUI Airlines. We're back.
Nice.
January 30, 2020.
Oh, just before the bat.
Or London to Los Cabos, Mexico. And this is, I think, the first time I've seen this as a phenomenon. Frankly, it's a surprise. It hasn't happened more often to me. We're looking at two people kicked off the same flight for different reasons, unrelated in any way.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Bit of front door, back door.
Pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, that is amazing.
Yes.
Like just the sheer amount of air age incidents.
It hasn't happened more with two on the one. It'll happen more. We'll keep an eye out. First one is Ben Eonton, 25, from Colchester. I went and saw Colchester play Wimbledon once in an FA Cup qualifier in the 90s. Crazy gang years. Fucking violent. Colchester, a rough old team. Like a third, fourth division sort of team. Like you still wouldn't make it if you tried to make it into that team, but they weren't much above
the
skill level, just kick and chase.
Yeah.
Playing a big league team.
Wimbledon. And isn't that who Vinnie Jones
played? Vinnie Jones. I mean, I don't know if I'm imagining this, but I think Vinnie was still playing. It was about 94-ish. Yeah. I think he was still playing Wimbledon.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's crazy.
I'll look it up, see if I've seen the great man live. I'm sure I have. Anyway, Ben is a British cage fighter.
There we go.
Can't find much on him. There's a lot of them, isn't there?
Mm.
There must be. How many cage fighters do you reckon there'd be?
I don't think it's up there with comedians.
No.
But I think the success rate is the same.
Entry level is a bit hard. Like the barrier to entry is slightly harder.
Yeah,
some comedians
true.
Can't even talk, let alone walk.
Yeah.
You've got to be able to, you know.
At least throw.
Put on shorts.
Yeah.
Throw. There must be 50,000 cage fighters in the world. More. Like that's a.
Yeah.
If you count.
And now there's a lot of challenges.
There's only a handful, isn't there?
No, they've got quite a big roster.
But you've got to be a certain. UFC is the top league and then there's other leagues underneath.
Yeah.
Right. Found another Ben Eonton.
much more prolific online, this one. Big head, small face, T-shirts don't fit. Looks like a grub. And I know, books and covers, I get it, but it's a grim cover. Eyes getting closer together with each passing photo. That sort of dude. Gyms can do that to you. Like this one, this one's a cage fighter. The other one, his namesake, Jim Head.
Yeah.
And it's a bad.
But how's that happen? Is it the juice? Are they working on the side of the head muscles too much and they're just expanding and it's making it look like the eyes are closer together?
Can't work on your head, can you? Work on your neck muscles, maybe.
Yeah, neck you can.
It's GM food and supplements and shit.
Yeah.
Definitely. Roids.
Yeah.
A lot of eyes are close together on muscle men.
Hmm.
Definitely more so than normals. Our Ben's LinkedIn page says he's
great. He's the MMA fighter.
No. Oh, yeah.
Has a LinkedIn.
He's MMA, cage fighting.
Mixed martial arts.
Yes, cage fighter. He's his LinkedIn says that he is bar staff at Beef Eater Restaurants.
We've covered this before. Why do you have a LinkedIn?
Especially if you're a waiter at Beef Eater.
If you're a bartender.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
I thought it was for middle management and up.
I don't know. I wouldn't even think if you're
in fucking accounts receivable, you wouldn't even have one.
Yeah. I don't know anything about it, but I do know that people are looking for me on it.
Yeah.
That's one thing I do get emails about.
Yeah.
Like, why? There couldn't be many comedians on there.
My theory is you set one up one night, maggot.
I'd say someone else has done it.
Okay.
Did you do it?
No, I didn't do it.
I've never touched it. Anyway, of all our jobs we didn't really want to do while chasing the dream of bashing people for a living.
Mm.
Cage fighter's a new DJ, I reckon. They've British in particular, have sold their decks and bought gloves or something with little fucking buckets of powder or something.
You don't want your daughter to bring home a cage fighter?
No, absolutely not. You'd love a DJ in preference to that, I think. DJs are nerds now, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that stuff, nerds have moved in there.
How's this? There's the best female fighter of all time, Amanda Nunes, married to a woman, yes, Heggy, and her partner.
Which one's a man?
Also a UFC fighter.
Yeah.
Just a couple.
I think you're fine.
Yeah, wife. But I just love that both of them, that's their job.
Just fighting.
That's a fucking wild couple of parents to have.
Yeah.
A little kid or two little kids.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
How'd that happen?
Well,
anyway, chances are Benjamin worked at London Hayes Beef Eater Restaurant. It's a big beef eater where you can get wartime looking food that the British seem to be nostalgic about. Big full English breakfast, which if you're eating past the age of 30, have a fucking look at yourself.
Mate, over there for Sloss's wedding in Edinburgh every day. Big
black,
English.
Black pudding.
Yeah.
Big English bread.
Yeah. I don't like
eggs. You got to.
That was to line the stomach.
That's when you can.
To do that before just going to a job, what the fuck are you doing? It's going to ruin your day. Mine was part recovery for the next day, part prep for the current one.
Yeah.
You know?
At a beef eater, a lot of options. It's that sort of joint, A3 menu sort of place. Although by the look of their menu, I think it might have been an A2. I didn't download the PDF, but it's a. I reckon it's actually A2. It's a big read. More words on that than the average book written by a comedian. Maybe 1,000 words on each side.
A book written by a comedian? That just reminded me of something.
Average book written by... Oh, yeah. Go on.
LukeHeggie.com. Where is it? You've got to prop it back up on the...
It's in my bag.
I get it.
Get fucking book. Patrons, they've all bought it by now. The ones who are going to. The handful who are going to. They've got it. But, yeah, get around it. Luke Heggie, if you must know, available at lukeheggie.com or do the unthinkable and leave your fucking house and go to a show and purchase one for slightly less after the show. I'm doing book launches, did I tell you?
No.
Yeah.
Great.
Little job for you.
Oh, involved there. Beautiful. No, just two blokes with blazers on stalls.
Now, while I'm at festivals, I've got to.
So, in this chapter, mate, you talk about a monumental piece of shit neighbour of yours. Yeah. Tell us more about that, just leading you into your own bits.
Yeah, well, funny you asked that. I wrote these questions. It's a dinner menu
all day lunch, Mother's Day menu, Sunday roast menu. They love a roast lunch, that mob.
Mm.
They have. I like a roast lunch, but they are religious about that. You can get the ultimate roast, which
three meats.
Yeah, three meats.
Yeah.
What are we looking at?
Oh,
do you reckon,
mate? I'll tell you.
And quantities. Oh no, two of them are big chunks. The other one's quantifiable.
Lamb, chicken, pork.
No.
Oh, lamb, chicken, beef.
Lamb, chicken, beef.
Oof. And I'm going to say 200 grams of each.
Oh, no, it's more than that. There's, oh. I mean, I don't think they did gram. They didn't do a weight thing, but I saw it. And it's a
stone or whatever the fuck they're measuring. Yeah.
It's a slab of beef, a slab of lamb, and a half a chicken.
I had a lamb, chicken, pork when I was there. Sunday night roast after Sloss's wedding. After the big breakfast.
The gravy brings it together.
Yeah.
In situations. You've got to have
gravy. Yep. Yeah, the meat's not. The meat by itself, no.
You get peas and gravy with that. Let your lower gut sort it out later on. Whack a couple of pigs in blankets on the side. You can. Side issue pigs in blankets.
Yeah. That's their prawn topper. That's cold prawns. Cold climate prawns. Yeah.
Sausages in bacon. Get the additional extras. Unlimited Yorkshire pudding and roast spuds. Unlimited.
Unlimited.
As much gravy as like you pour down your gullet between banging on about fucking 1966 and fast cars like the bulk of Englishmen I've met. I looked through all the menus on Beefeater for a particular item I know you're quite fond of. I thought if we ever round up in London, we couldn't go to Beefeaters because I couldn't find it. But you can. I found it. It was on the last fucking menu I looked at on the mixed grill set or on your own if you want. 7 ounce gammon steak served with a tin pineapple ring, a fried egg, chips and peas.
Peas. What's with the fucking peas?
Double up the gammon. Double 14 up. Ounce for an extra £3.50. Losing money not doing that. That is value. That is good
value. You're saving money you would have spent on food in the back end of your life because you're just trimming time off.
Yeah. No one ever says about that. I bang on about people and their consumption, but they do die early. So they're not, but then old people just having toast and tea bags and shit. So, I think.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The consumption of muscle, men, and fats, it's not as...
Yeah.
They're not trimming off enough years to
make up for all the
fucking 30 years of toast that some people have. I go to old people's homes every now and then. They're all made up of toast. Fucking love toast. So much toast. Toast and pills.
I don't want to be there.
I like to think the Beefeater wait staff like do the upsell. Because you know when you get upsold somewhere and they tell you you're an idiot if you don't do it? That's one of my favorite things. I went to a servo not that long ago. I took in a SodaStream canister that you emptied a few of at my joint. and you go in there to fill it up, get the key and shit.
I think you'll find I only drank beer at your house.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Blame the other one.
Extra fizz in the beer, though. and the dude.
Bought a Resch's draft can into the.
Yeah. I watched that a video once of a woman making spumani with goon in the SodaStream.
Oh.
She's talking like she was a scientist. Because you do just blow stuff up. You can't put flavoured things in there. It'll just go off.
Does it?
Yeah, it goes off. I think it's just for water.
Yeah.
You put the flavouring in after. But she managed to find a way. She bubbled up a goon to make beautiful, fresh champagne.
You know, it's real tip rat when they're talking. Don't push too hard down on the button.
Mm.
You know? Yeah. That'll explode. You've just got to go halfway down.
Yeah. We push hard.
I
went to a survey.
I give it to my two-year-old every time just to see. It fucks him up, the fizzy SodaStream water.
Oh, you don't tell him it's fizzy?
No, I fucking put my elbow down on it, full body weight, 15 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to sip, mate? He's like, yeah, funny water.
Comes out the nose. Yeah.
Full credit to him. Every time he'll go, all right. Yeah.
Got to try something new again. Yeah, the servo, I wasn't even buying fuel. SodaStream's like $19 or something. And the dude said, what do you say? He goes, mate, oh, no, I did buy fuel. And you get money off if you spend $20 in the shop, which is a fucking insane thing to do a shop there unless you get SodaStream or, you know, a bottle of gas or something. And he goes, if you spend $1, you get $4.50 off your fuel. I said, he goes, mate, you're stupid if you, like, just told me how dumb I was for not doing it. I said, all right, what's a dollar? I got a Caramello. Losing money, not getting a Caramello. Didn't even feel like one. That's how they get you. Anyway, the reviews are in on London Hayes Beefeater. Jill 37 wanted to get her grandkids a dessert only, no main meal. The madam sit in the bar area with the filthy drunks because they only want a dessert.
Yeah.
No good for kids.
Fair enough.
A bunch of those degenerate drunks who they see a kid, they don't have much to do with kids, do they? You know, those peekaboo types, creeping kids out. You must get them a bit at your kid's age. Fucking just street blokes.
Yeah.
Trying to relate with children. You got to laugh along and not bash them in front of your toddlers.
They forgot to hang out with their own and then their own's kids.
Yeah, yeah.
They're just trying to piece together what you should do around a.
Oh, it's gross. I mean, you can't do anything because little kids aren't old enough to appreciate their dad bashing a bloke on the street. So you just got to leave it till later on. Anyway. 2 hours into the 12.5-hour flight, Ben had already consumed 8 glasses of wine.
Yeah, nice.
Fair bit. Not bad. Doesn't sound particularly cage fighty to me.
Wine?
Maybe he's a mathematician as well. Calculated.
Trying to keep the weight low, maybe. Doesn't want beer for the bloat.
Yeah. You should put weight on with wine, don't you?
Yeah.
That's how you get the most maggot in the shortest time frame or something.
That's why I always think beer drinkers. I honestly think like vodka drinkers are actual proper alcoholics.
Yeah. Beer creeps up on you.
Yeah.
It's quantifiable what you're up to.
Yeah. My head's big and red.
Yeah.
And it hurts to tie my shoes. I've had a lot of beers.
But don't bodybuilders have wine to knock off a bit of dehydrate, to get dehydrated or something?
Oh, maybe.
Do they have a glass of wine before they go?
Oh, before you lift?
Yeah. No.
Fuck, that'd be. Oh. Just before bed or something.
They're not fucking lifting anything, are they?
Yeah, they lift heaps.
They're not doing this.
Yeah, because they've already lifted everything.
I'm not talking about training. I'm talking about just standing there flexing.
Oh, while they're doing that. Does it keep the – it's before. A diuretic, isn't it?
I think
maybe.
A glass of wine the night before or something.
I've said before no I did water. I did a gig at one of those like 2010 and they were the fucking crankiest people.
Yeah, of course.
Their body weight's like 3% – their body fat's like 3%. The mouths are all dry.
Cough on them and kill them. That's how tough they are. What a bunch of losers.
I need a sippy. I need a water.
Yuck. It looks disgusting. I still follow Jay Cutler.
Oh, you have to.
Pretty good.
Our mate from the EP last week, she'd have nothing. That chick with all the quotes, she's got nothing on her. Jay Cutler, right?
Oh, Cutler's
rules
with the quotes. Yeah. You know, guess what favourite day of the week his is?
Legs?
No.
What?
An actual day. Monday sets the tone for the rest of the week to crush your goals. Love to meet his dad. Maybe I wouldn't.
So would he.
I'd love to see what his dad, yeah.
Might be one.
No one's crushing their goals if their dad ever did anything. Flight attendants.
Win Monday, win the week.
Yeah, it's that.
Yeah. Yuck.
Flight attendants decided to cut him off from more drinks. 8 is enough.
Yeah.
Dick Van Patten. Remember that show? Oh, you wouldn't. Remember there was a show called 8 is Enough?
No.
Just one of the shows.
What about kids?
Shitload of kids.
Yeah, great. That was a big thing for a while.
It's a show where the sitcom mother died in real life after only a few episodes. So they just replaced her.
Yeah.
They wrote into the script that the dad became a widower.
Oh.
Then he married a widow, funnily enough. Mark Hamill was in it. 8 is Enough.
Oh, wow.
Broke out of his contract to say, no, I'm going to be Luke Skywalker. Never look back.
Yeah, wow.
I reckon he looks back quite a lot at those conventions and shit. You got to look back. He's got nothing else. You didn't do much else.
I don't think his contract was great.
for Star Wars.
Yeah.
I think some of them had autographs.
Yeah. I think some had really good
Surely
ones.
Surely by the fucking second and third movies.
I think one of the sixth or seventh ranked.
Harry Ford.
No, lower. Had some weird like VHS sales or whatever. Had some little clause like, I'll get paid less now.
Oh,
but I want to cut it out.
Money in Lego.
Like, yeah, all right. Whatever.
Yeah, Park I think I heard something. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was merchandise, I think. Someone went in on figurines.
Yeah, wow.
Fucking bam. Still cashing in.
Ka-ching.
Fucking hell. Like, I know we're on a podcast and the likelihood the listeners loving Star Wars is high. And I want to say, don't worry, everyone. I loved Star Wars too, but then I finished being a child.
Yeah.
They're fucking still on it. They're still doing that.
Mm-hmm.
There's been nothing happy happen since 1982-ish. Fuck.
And they hate the new ones because they don't realise they're not kids anymore.
Yep. And yet the movies are still being made for kids. Haven't they got fans start? Don't fans start making shows about side characters and bullshit to satisfy these losers?
Well, I think Disney's making all sorts of stuff. They've got the IP, so they make a lot of, you know, spin-off series. And
rubbish, isn't it?
I think one's meant to be all right, Mandalorian or something.
Yeah.
It's like a dark Western-style Star Wars.
Apollo Creed's dead. He was in Star Wars.
Was he?
Apollo Creed, yeah.
I didn't know that. Gone too soon.
He's a good guy.
Yeah.
Ahead of its time.
Yeah.
In that era. Can't remember his name because I'm not a fucking dork. But he's definitely in Star Wars.
Good bloke.
Ben decided to try to get drinks off other passengers.
Oh.
When he's caught doing this, they cut him off again. Like, I'm no dobber, but I'd stop short of giving drinks to a drunk tip rat who's been cut off already on a plane.
Yeah.
In a bar, whatever.
I'll yeah.
give you a drink. I'm keeping the change. This caused him to become quite loud. Then he began to disturb other passengers. He'd dropping food, throwing things around the cabin like a spoiled child. Began to swear, which is not on, and shout at other passengers and staff. One witness, John Webb, said that he asked Ben to keep it down and Ben threatened him. There's a good video that did the rounds recently of a viral, went massive, an Aussie guy just getting bashed by this black American dude on a plane. You must have seen
that.
Oh,
yeah, very good. The boxer.
Yeah.
I'm a boxer.
And he starts
here,
mocking
tough
him. Doing whatever at this guy.
And then goes, reaches across. Him. Yeah. Yeah. Like, I'll fucking flog you.
Next shot. Lying down in cuffs, and blood all over his face.
But didn't he say something like, ah, you got me, you got I'll give you that. Or
give you that, but I've been drinking. No, but then he said, I've been drinking. Otherwise, I would have.
Set himself up for the rematch. Yeah. Smart.
He became increasingly threatening and abusive towards everyone, eventually restrained in his seat by the flight crew. Didn't stop the abuse, continued to scream and threaten crew members. After several hours of dealing with his behaviour, the cabin crew determined it wasn't safe for them anymore, diverted the plane to Winnipeg. So they're not going to Mexico. They're going to fucking beautiful, sunny Winnipeg instead. Hope you pack your woolies, people. When they landed, RCMP officers came on board on their ponies. And
status arrested.
While this was going on, Natalie Walker, 34, she was with a friend, Christian Stoner. He didn't do anything wrong. Not sure what her job is, Natalie, but she sure has a lot of time to post memes on Facebook. Whoa.
She's busy.
I can scrolling and posting shit on the internet, that's worse than just fucking off at lunchtime for a session at the pub, productivity-wise, for workers. Like, they're not getting much
done. Yeah, maybe.
People used to go to work and they go, leave the jacket on the chair and walk out swiftly, go and watch a movie or something. But, like, scrolling takes up hours per day of work time. There were reports Natalie was helping herself to the drinks cart too. And when they were coming in to land at Winnipeg, she threw her legs up in the air and pretended to give birth.
I reckon she's been helping herself to the drink cart.
Yeah. I mean, we all deal with adversity in different ways.
It should be, though, if they're diverting the flight, it's like you may as well give him a drink now.
Yeah.
Although some would say if they're going to do that anyway, you may as well keep going. Yeah. So
they're already several hours in.
Yeah.
He was restrained. Just fucking get there. Like, just ask a passenger, do you think you could render this bloke unconscious without killing him? Yep. We're moving on to Los Cabos. Natalie was said to have drunk half a bottle of duty-free gin while on the flight. That's a big one. That'll creep up on you.
Gin too, the big depressant. Yeah. No, alcohol's a depressant anyway, but gin in particular. I've seen some good people turn bad on that. Yeah.
I think we've discussed this before. Why? Why is that? Why isn't is that
there
more so, depressing?
Isn't there there's something in it.
Yeah.
Whatever's in gin. There's some chemical in there that
varies.
Yeah.
All right. They didn't even get off the plane. While they're waiting on the tarmac to take off again, Natalie got into an altercation with another passenger and the crew. Details are scant, so we have to just speculate. She's telling everyone to fucking rack off and slap them. She refused the captain and crew's request to stop being a fuckwit. 15 minutes later, the head stewardess came back with a RCMP officer, asked him to remove Natalie from the plane as well. They'd just gotten Ben into a paddy wagon. Job's not finished, boys. Don't get in the ponies just yet. There's another one.
Room for one more.
Yeah. Because the plane had been delayed for so long, the crew could no longer work and everyone had to disembark and leave on a flight to Mexico the next day.
Yeah.
Does she have to pay for their jumpers? Because...
yeah, you wouldn't have that.
You're not packing a jumper going to Mexico.
Just a bunch of Hawaiian shirts and shorts and flip-flops.
Just undies. I always thought when I was young, I'd just walk off one day just in Speedos with a credit card tucked in the side and get on a plane like that. Passport one side.
How far can you get?
Forever, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you'd get clothes. Like you just don't have luggage.
Well, I did that for Sloss's wedding. Mm. The little
country
duffel,
road.
Duffel bag was a present. I didn't buy it.
Yeah. Still country road.
Little duffel bag. I took that for a 4-day trip to Scotland.
Oh, yeah.
Just to show my wife summer, you summer can do
there,
it.
Though, don't
you? Yeah. And I picked up everything there, kilt and shit.
Yeah.
Easy.
Standard. Ben was charged with endangering the safety of an aircraft, uttering threats, resisting arrest, disturbing the peace, assaulting a police officer, and mischief.
Oh, mischief.
Good old mischief. Natalie was charged.
They're just sprinkling that in for a bit of extra. We love this one. That's an olden days.
Mischief.
Mischief. Mm. And mischief used to be what we'd probably now call grievous bodily harm.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Somewhere in between, it was larrikinism.
Yeah.
Natalie was charged
with... We found all those bodies in the desert, mate. You've been up to some mischief, haven't you?
You've been up to some mischief, buddy. Disturbing the peace, Natalie, and mischief. Ben pleaded guilty to mischief and assaulting an officer, but the other charges were dropped. All that other stuff that sounds way worse. He was sentenced to 30 days behind bars and given a 30-day period of unsupervised probation with orders not to drink or take drugs. Enjoy Winnipeg, buddy. Natalie pleaded guilty to both charges, sentenced to 30 days behind bars.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, I think that just ended their tether.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a teacher. Who else wants to join him? Kids just burnt the fucking toilet block down. Who else wants to join him? Get fucked, sir. Same punishment as the arsonist. Now,
get fucked, sir. It's such a great. That's why Jonah from Tonga is so funny.
Oh, they're doing
it. Because it is that.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen it?
I think so, yeah.
My wife worked on it as a runner and she said the kids fucking loved him. Just thought, old mate was the funniest fucking dude. Half of the kids in the show are just from the school. It was filmed in Hoppers where I grew up. But heaps of that gear.
It's not about the kids.
Puck you, sir.
Yeah.
What'd you say? I said puck. But still, sir. There's something about sir and ma'am.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck off, miss.
No offence, sir.
Yeah.
But you're a fucking loser. They were also both ordered to pay £58,000 restitution and £200 victim surcharge. So I don't know what that involves. Everyone gets a dollar.
Is it 58 grand divvied up between everyone going on holiday?
I don't know. But that's... I think the airline get that. There's no talk of that being divvied up. There'd be some middleman taking most of it anyway. There's a video of our Ben getting choked out in an MMA match 50 seconds into the round after refusing to bump gloves. Rubbish audio, no need to play it.
Yeah, of course.
Just be polite. What happened to May the Best Man Win? Gone. It's all bulge now, isn't it? And he got bashed by a 17-year-old.
Oh, Jesus.
In the ring, watched it.
A child.
Anyone died from that, getting choked? Yeah. Like if you're too proud to tap and go, hey, mate, I'm about to pass out.
I'm not 100% certain, but I don't think so. I think they let him go pretty quick and then get the legs up in the air and just get the blood back to the
So if you
head.
Don't say, I resign, and you do get choked out You're and made unconscious, sleep. Yeah, but the guy could keep choking you dead.
But that's the ref's job to keep an eye on that.
With the ref's a bit of a fucking Gumby.
Well, there are occasional Gumbies that are people are yelling and the towels are getting thrown in. It's like, man, he's not moving.
I mean,
he
of all
can't
the
tap because he's
all
fucking
the
asleep.
Kicks and shit, choking appears to be the most brutal to me.
Looks the most brutal, but it's not. You're just losing oxygen for, you know, a little bit.
You're close to death.
Lights out for it, but they come to straight away.
If they let it go another 10
seconds.
Yeah,
that one
seconds.
In the mic.
You farting?
No, I never farted. The lightning then fucking.
Oh, right. It's good fun. Aerial up top. I mean, thick-head pundits still say it's a beautiful sport, that sport.
I'll tell you what it
someone
was.
Someone dies.
People do die, you know. Yeah. Lower levels, people have died, yeah. Okay. A lot of get up. Oh, no, he's fine after getting knocked out, then goes to bed a bit later on. Never wakes
at
up.
At home.
Yeah.
So we never see it.
Yeah.
I mean, I imagine a lot of the blame gets put on the dead guy. In these instances,
that's the easiest way to
get fucking shut down. Well, blame a dead guy. Yeah. They're not fucking arcing up, are they?
It is flattening, though, because I watched it a few Sundays ago. Alex Volkanovski is the Aussie featherweight champ, hadn't lost in featherweight ever. And it was 2 days after the Taylor Swift concert, the most positive thing I've ever been to.
Yeah, yeah.
And Volk got knocked out in the second round, like fucking flattened.
Yeah.
And it was like, I've never seen a pub clear out quicker. It was the day before I flew up here. So flattening. So it's like, ooh. Like everyone's having a good day.
To watch.
Yeah, and everyone likes Volk and the whole pub's like, come on, Volk.
Yeah, so does
it. Hey! And then it just mangled. You go, that's a yuck way to end your day. You know,
Mark Zuckerberg, drop him straight after. You're not my friend anymore, you fucking loser.
Banned on
Facebook. Lost. Yeah. Blocked. Natalie, her Facebook, I'm a free spirit and the world is my adventure. Quite active in the Millhurst and Eastbourne community board on Facebook where I went. It's where locals lose dogs and flog their mobile hairdresser businesses and other bullshit. Always be closing. I was on one in my suburb for a bit. It was funny for a little while. And then it just became a fucking punish.
Yeah, I told you my one. People suck. There was, any cafes open on Australia Day? I've got the kids early.
Yeah, I turned into a debate.
Yeah. Invasion day.
Yeah.
You're like, well, yeah, of course, but not what the lady was after.
Yeah, I know. Fuck.
But that's the internet.
Yeah. I mean.
People get on it. I think they're picturing like old English village, ye olde times.
Community. Yeah.
That's what they're picturing. And they don't realise it's fucking lunatics and there's heaps of them.
Oh, yeah.
And they're more likely to be in one of these groups.
Yeah. You're not going to see old people going, anyone got some persimmons? I've got lots of bananas. We can do a swap. No. So fuck you. Wasn't called that when I was a fuck. What's this place has gone to pot? That sort of business. Gary has helpfully scrolled down through Natalie's Facebook to 2020. Yes. Very long scroll. Yep. Thanks, Gaz. And found her countdown to the trip. She's got like 5 days to go to Mexico. Oh. 2 days and I'll be on plane to Mexico, that sort of thing. And then she checks into Winnipeg Airport and then she just gets on with life as if nothing's happened. She hasn't done 30 days in a clink. Had a great time in Mexico. Like it just, to her friends, it looked like she just stayed like a month and a week in Mexico instead of 1 week. Pretty good. Anyway, as Natalie says, she's a philosopher.
Oh, another one.
We had last time.
Yeah.
Learn to be okay with people not knowing your side of the story. You don't have to prove anything to anyone. So thanks, Natalie.
This is post, it's actually what a court of law is about.
Yeah.
I think it's the definition of
but
what
now
you're
you
meant to do
that. You just point at your phone and go, see what I wrote here? That stands. I don't have to prove anything to anyone.
Yeah.
Judge. And go, well, fuck
I'll tell you, technically, you don't have to prove anything.
No.
It's not going to help you. You're going to spend 30 days in a Winnipeg clink. But
I wouldn't want to.
Good on you for sticking with your little. Your little Insta quote square there.
Yuck.
That brings us to the end of another episode of Midflight Brawl. Thanks for listening. Patreon.com/midflightbrawl if you want to support us here at MFB HQ. Heggy's book's out. You're on tour. We're both hiding yawns. We're at the end of a big day.
Oh, no, man. Sorry.
On the record. I think I started it, so I can't give you shit. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Bye. Later.
Thanks for tuning in to Mid Air Brawl. This is our very first episode. Heggy, you're already shaking your head.
It's mid flight brawl, dickhead.
Oh, fucking hell.
Okay, ready to go. The clap. Hang on, sorry, I fucked it. Clap.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.